Shalom uvracha, as Hashem continue with Tehillim Life Lessons, welcome everyone, Shir number 34, Mizmor Yudches. We began last time Mizmor Yudches, and we had mentioned that David HaMelech fought 18 battles, which is one of the reasons why this is Kapitel Yudches, chapter 18, thanking Hashem for the 18 times that he saved him from the Milchomas, 18 Yudches is Chai, and David HaMelech is showing his appreciation to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And what we call here Shiras David. This is the praise, the song of David HaMelech, that he's thanking Hashem for all these times that he saved him throughout his life. As Rashi and the Radak explain, that their understanding is that this took place, as well as others, towards the end of David's life. And we had mentioned last time as well, that his soldiers said, enough is enough, you were almost killed, and we don't want you to go out to war anymore. And we are going to actually discuss what was that battle that David HaMelech was almost killed in towards the end of his life. But before we do that, we also want to focus on the lesson that David HaMelech is teaching us. We have over here 10 expressions, as we had mentioned as well, of appreciation to Hashem. How Hashem saved him from his enemies. And Chazal tell us that David had 10 enemies, and for the 10 enemies, at the end of Pasuk Beis, the Pasuk Gimel, we have 10 expressions of praise of Hashem, how Hashem saved him from these enemies. Chizki, Hashem Tzali, Hashem is my rak. A rak is an expression of strength. Mitzudasi, Mitzuda is a fortified place. Mufalti, Hashem saved him. Keili, Tzuri, Echzeboi, Hashem is Keli. Keli is the what? Is a strong God. It's a reference to Hashem. Hashem is the Kel, is the Chazak, is the mighty Melech. And on, Keren Yishi, Mizgabi. These are expressions of David HaMelech thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for saving him from these 10 enemies. Maria Rabinovich Shlita tells us as follows. Habiteach bibitochen gomer b'Hashem, a person who trusts bibitochen gomer b'Hashem in 100% bitochen in Hashem, in trust in Hashem, he causes lahamshachas Yeshua b'chon yonav. This person creates for himself the salvation. When you trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that is what is the spark plug for the Yeshua. And we find this by David HaMelech over here, when he's expressing Hashem Tzali, Hashem Mutzdasi, Umufalti, Keli, Tzuri, Echzeboi, I trust in who? Echzeboi, in you, Hashem. Magin v'keren yishi. Keren is a horn. Keren is strength. Like you see animals, when they take their horns, they bang each other with it. It's an expression of the strength of Hashem's salvation Hashem brings. When the person does this, puts his bitachon in Kodesh Baruch Hu, Hashem brings the Yeshua. That's how he explains over here. Now, how does a person strengthen his bitachon in Kodesh Baruch Hu? It's a very important question. To which he answers, Amiras Tehillim. When a person says Tehillim, he's saying words of emunah. He's saying words of bitachon. And it's not just to say the words of Tehillim, but it's to understand what the words mean. It's to understand the message and the lessons. David HaMelech is writing his biography. David HaMelech is writing his diary. David HaMelech is telling us, Hashem saved me throughout my whole entire life. And there's a very important question that one can ask. It's a valid, fair question. But who put David HaMelech in those situations in the first place? Why did that milchama happen in the first place? One can ask that question. But you know who never asked that question? David HaMelech never asked that question. He never asked Hashem, why did you put me in this battle? David HaMelech focused on the Yeshua. David HaMelech focused, Hashem, thank you for everything you have done for me. How does a person come to this madriga? By saying Tehillim again and again, and understanding what they're saying, and putting these words of bitachin into your blood, into your every single second of your breath, into your oxygen. That's why it's so important to say Tehillim on a regular basis. A person who says Tehillim, and that's what davening is about as well. When the person davens and understands what he's davening, he's imbuing the emunah. He's feeding his neshama with emunah. Let's go back to one of these dangerous last battles that David HaMelech had. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu approached David HaMelech and said to him, "For how long will the punishment, will the aveira of noiv hakehanim, of what happened with the kehanim, that they were killed because of you, David, how long will that aveira hang over your head?" So David says back, "Okay, what should I do?" So Hashem says, "The punishment can either come to you or to your descendants, and you can choose." And David says, "Okay, bring it on to me. I'll take the punishment." Now, let's backtrack for a second. What happened with the city of the Kohanim? David HaMelech is running away from Shaul, and he doesn't have any food. It sounds like a trivial point. He doesn't have any food. It's not like we can stop by a rest stop, and you buy some Twizzlers, you buy a little potato chips, or buy something, a drink, nothing. He can't do anything. There's no food anywhere. And he stops by the city of the Kohanim. It's called Nov. Noiv Ir HaKohanim. And he asked for some food. And they gave him food. They see the king's son-in-law. They see David HaMelech who killed Goliath. They had no idea that David is running away for his life from Shaul HaMelech. They had no idea. And in fact, Chazal tell us that if David would have taken food along with him, and he would never have stopped over at the city to get food, they would have still been alive. So to some degree, David is held responsible for the death of those Kohanim. Even though Doeg Hadomi, he was the one who killed him. So now, David takes the responsibility, and Hashem says, "Okay, you'll get punished." But Hashem didn't tell him how he's going to get punished. David was shooting an arrow at a deer. David was a warrior. He had to practice. And he keeps missing this deer. And the deer goes further and further into the forest. And David's chasing it. But this was not an ordinary deer. This deer was the Satan, was the Yetzirah, who was disguised as a deer. And there was no way David was about going to kill that deer with his bow and arrow. Eventually, David finds himself face to face with Yishbi. Who was Yishbi? Yishbi was a giant, just like his brother was a giant, Goliath, a giant of a person, extremely powerful person. And Yishbi is referred to as Yishbi ben Noiv, because the reason why Yishbi had this strength to fight with David, and he almost killed him, was because of the Aveira that David HaMelech did on his Madrega, of being involved to some degree with the death of the Kohanim of Noiv. And this teaches us a very important lesson. It's not that our enemies have intrinsically their power. It's because of our Aveiras of Klal Yisrael that we feed and energize them. So David is fighting with Yishbi. And at the same time, back in Yerushalayim, Yer David, Avishai, David's nephew, is going to the water, and he sees there's this dove that's flapping its wings hysterically, and miraculously blood is coming out from this dove. And Avishai is putting it all together, and he's making this calculation, and he realizes this dove is a reference to the melech. And the blood means that the melech is in trouble. And he quickly runs back and asks everyone, where's David HaMelech? Where's the king? And no one knows. He asks permission to ride on the king's very fast donkey, because no one can use anything that belongs to a king. That's a halacha. Sanhedrin give him the permission because this is for the king. And he's riding and looking and looking and riding. In the meantime, Yishbi is fighting with David. Eventually, Avishai gets to a certain land. And there's an old lady who notices Avishai coming. And this lady is spinning some thread, and she takes a very sharp part of this machine, spinning process, and she tries to kill Avishai, and she throws it at him. Who is this lady? This lady is Orpah. Yes, the Orpah that we know from Megillus Rus, Rus's sister, Orpah, this is Orpah. And she takes the spindle and she throws it at Avishai to try to kill him, and he says, I think I have something of yours, and he throws it back at her, and he kills her, intentionally. And this is going to prove to be what's going to save David and Avishai. Because Yishbi is extremely powerful, and extremely mad that Goliath was killed by David, and now he has David at his hands. In fact, he tied up David. When Avishai came to save David, David was tied up, thrown up in the air, and Yishbi put a spear into the ground, and David Melech was about to fall on the spear, and that's it. It'll be over. Avishai says, Hashem Hashem, one of the shamers of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he causes David Melech to land safely. He unties David, and they fight with Yishbi. But they're not able to overpower him. Then they have an idea to attack him emotionally. And they tell him, look over there. You see that lady? That's your grandmother, it's your mother. Orpah, she's dead. And he got weakened. He felt weak emotionally. And eventually they were able to overpower Yishbi ben Noiv. This is one of the melchomas, one of the stories. The Gemara in Sanhedrin at the end of the Masechta brings down this Maisa. How does David HaMelech respond to this? Look at Pasuk Dalet. Mehulol Ekra Hashem Umin Oivai Ivasheya. Mehulol Ekra Hashem. I praise you, Hashem. That's why this is called Shiras David. He's singing a praise to Hashem. Not Hashem, why was I in this situation? Not Hashem, why did this happen to me? He accepted what happened because that's the Rosn Hashem. Muhulol Ekra Hashem, I am praising you, Hashem. Umin Oivai, and from my enemies, Ivasheya, you saved me. So we discussed one very important nakuda, that the greater person's bitachon Hashem creates his emuna that Hashem will bring the Yeshua Mitzvah Hashem. And how do we have that? How do we strengthen that? That's by reciting Tehillim, by understanding the words of the emuna that we say. And it gets into our system, into our life, into our breath, into every second. Kol ha-neshama tehalol ko, al kol neshima u-neshima. Kol ha-neshama, the whole neshama praise you Hashem. For every single breath that I take, I thank you, Hashem. There's one more point I want to share with you. David HaMelech, as we know, was a tremendous warrior. Nonetheless, David HaMelech realized all of his success came from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In fact, when you go back to David's early days, right before he became the Melech himself, when Goliath the Raja came, and he was Mecharif, Megadif, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Klai Yisrael, David said, none of this. He took the stones, a slingshot, he wrapped it around, he threw it right in his temple, and Golias falls forward. The weight and the pressure that knocked him down, he should fall backwards. But a naze happened and he fell forward. David HaMelech was makir. He recognized this whole success of the milchama, of the victory against Golias, was a naze. Was biyad HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everything was from Hashem. And that's the yesod we have to implement in our everyday life as well. After a person is successful, the Gra, Rabbeinu Yoina and Mishlei as well, they tell us there's a tremendous nisayon. After a person is successful in whatever aspect of life he's in, whether it's parnasa, whether it's anything, whatever he might do, every single small step to big step in his life, there's now another Yetzirah that creeps in that can tell a person, Koichi v'oitzim yodi osali esachayla zeh. Pasuk in Parshas Ekev. And this Yetzirah of this Pasuk, of this Yisrael, that person will say, Koichi, it's my strength. It's my good looks. It's my connections. It's my LinkedIn 25,000 connections that got me this job, that got the other person's job. However, it's the next Pasuk. In Perikhes Pasuk Yud Ches, Chai, Yud Ches, Pasuk Yud Ches. V'zacharta es Hashem lekecha ki hu hanoisim lecha koyach lasus chayol. You have to remember, where does your success come from? V'zacharta es Hashem lekecha ki hu hanoisim lecha koyach. Hashem gives you the koyach, the strength. Lasus chayol. To be successful. And that's the aside that we have to focus on over here when we say this capital, especially in the beginning over here, of the Shiras David. Rav Gamaliel explains further, and he says, a child is obligated to honor his parents because of the mitzvah kibra ve'em, even if the parents didn't do one thing for the child. There's a mitzvah kibra ve'em. Why? Because the parents brought the child into the world. Allah has come for how much more so. The parents raised the child, clothed the child, mefarnes the child, marry off the child. Every single step of the way, the parents take care of the child. But we have to connect the dots. Because the parent is the shliach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's all Hashem. We always, always, always have to connect the dots. That's the nisayon in life. Everything comes from Hashem. And that's what David HaMelech is focusing on over here. And that's what David HaMelech is teaching us. Vayomer Echomcho Hashem Chizki. I love you, Hashem. You give me strength. Hashem Chizki. Hashem Sali. Umtsudasi. Umfalti. You save me. Keli Tsuri, my strong God. Echzeboy, I put my trust in you. I put my shelter in you. Magini, you shield me. Vikeren Yishi Misgabi. And you protect me with might. And you bring the salvation. You bring the Yeshua. It's these two Yesodos that we have to focus on and strengthen, that David HaMelech is telling us right now. The Nechama we discussed, this battle he had with Yishbi Benayiv, was a real Nechama, was a real battle. His life was at stake. Literally, he was about to fall into a stake. And Avishai said, Shem Hashem, and he saved him and put him down safely. It was all brought down, like I said, at the end of Gemara and Sanhedrin. And David's response to this tzara was Shiras David here in Perek Yudches. David is teaching us a lesson as well. Number one, as we said, the more we recite the Tehillim, we mechazek ourselves in the moon and we talk in Hashem, well, let's understand the words, let's understand the messages. And number two, all the success a person has, the mere fact that he's breathing in the morning, everything, he's moving his hands, his feet, he opens his eyes, Paikeach Ivrim. Rachman Letzlan, imagine a person couldn't open his eyes in the morning. And then someone went to a certain doctor and says, okay, I'll be able to take care of the problem. How much a Karas HaTayiv the person would have to this doctor for giving him his eyesight back. Every single morning, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us our eyesight back. Whatever we have to be so appreciative. And that's what the Navar is teaching us. Perek Yudches, Kapitel Yudches, is Chai. How can a person come to live properly with happiness, is to appreciate all these gifts. Every single person wants to be happy. What's the secret to happiness? The secret to happiness is to appreciate what we have. David HaMelech is teaching us how much he had, how much he appreciates every single time Hashem saved him from all these milchomas. And that's the lesson for us as well, to appreciate all of the gifts that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us.